Now to the other big story of the day. It's leap day, February 29th. The odds of a birthday today? 1 in 1,461.
Leaplings, as they're called, include motivational speaker Tony Robbins.
What is it that's shaping that person's ability to contribute?
American rapper and actor Ja Rule.
I've been thinking about this relationship, and I want to know, is it as good as it gets? 'Cause we've been through.
Singer-songwriter Gretchen Christopher, who co-founded the popular 1950s group The Fleetwoods.
And who's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, and usually has to choose between February 28th or March 1st to blow out his candles?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Today isn't just for leaplings. Everyone can take part, as we heard in last week's episode of the NBC sitcom 30 Rock.
Every 4 years, you get a magical extra day. A day to do the things you ordinarily wouldn't do, to take chances.
For instance, I am wearing a braided necklace with a shark's tooth on it.
I listen to rap music for the first time. Not a fan.
And you and I are going to a party thrown by a billionaire. Come on, take a leap, Liz.
Perhaps a leap of faith. Way back when, women in Ireland, among many places, weren't allowed to propose marriage to a man, except on February 29th.
It's believed that tradition started in 5th century Ireland, though it's been attributed to various historical figures. According to legend, St. Bridget complained to St. Patrick that women had to wait too long for their suitors to pop the question.
St. Patrick's solution? Women could take matters into their own hands on this one extra day in the year.
But for those of you thinking about getting married today in Greece, brides beware, it is considered unlucky there.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.